Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and good morning to you, Blog Talk Radio listeners. We're so proud, excited, and delighted for you to be with us on today. 4. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing and being glad in it. Oh, my gosh. It's just a glorious day to be here with you and to serve as your host, servant leader today. My name is Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton of Follow Me, Follow Christ Outreach Ministries. And we are here to command your morning. We are here to connect with you in faith. And we are here to pray with you on behalf of you that the Lord will really do some abundant things in your life, whether it be through your mind, through your spirit, or your body. We are here to just link our faith with you on today. So go ahead on. I want you to invite somebody to tune in right now to blogtalkradio.com. Create that account so you can get your updates and tune in and know exactly when we are going live. Also, if you need just to be able to text in a private prayer request, meaning we don't know who you are, you don't know necessarily which one of us are speaking to you, you could just text in a private prayer request to 847-942-9979, and this is how we take those prayer requests and pray for you. We do it every day, not just while we're on radio, not just when we're on the prayer line, but we connect in prayer every day. And one of us is praying for you on the team. So please be encouraged with that bit of information as well, because it's just a beautiful, beautiful blessing to be able to have some prayer partners, you know, not always coming together to get on the phone and gossip, or we don't want to do that. That's not what God delights himself in. He only delights himself in us when we delight ourselves in him. And then he inhabits the praises of his people. So we love being able to come together and praise God, because that is going to allow him to come and inhabit our temple so that we are praising and praying and then producing. You get a production through your praise because God is with you. He's abiding in you. And then he will answer prayer. So also go ahead on and let somebody know that if they have not liked our page on Facebook, you can do so by going to FMFC, that's Evanston Frank. So FMFC, Global Prayer Warriors. Like that page for us. You'll get spiritual scriptures. You can put things in our inbox to get your prayers answered, so on and so forth. So we're just excited. Yes, God. Yes, God. And, of course, we are right here on Blog Talk Radio each Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Look at God to command your morning. So this is the first thing that we like to utter from out of our mouths each Saturday morning is prayer to command our day. So I will go ahead on and get started with a comprehensive prayer this morning, just to set the atmosphere and to get us ready for our prayer with the Lord, and you know, have things on our minds, which is of Christ Jesus, right? Amen. So yeah, that's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna just go ahead on and pray. Father in heaven, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We honor you this morning. Yes, another day we've never seen before. We delight in that. We delight ourselves in you. Father, I ask that you will forgive us of sins right now in the name of Jesus. All these shortcomings, all these offenses, forgive us. And then create in us a clean heart, Lord God, and renew a right spirit within us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you will bless us and keep us and love on us today as we command our day to be in you, to walk in you, to speak in you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we need you. Father, we are just going through all that we can to please you, every motion, every thought, every word in the name of Jesus. Father, move by your spirit right now and have thine own way. Father, I ask that you will bless us today in our prayers, that we will have bullseye prayers, that we will speak the things, Lord God, that are of you and pleasing to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you will bless every listener in the name of Jesus. Bless every listener. God, those who have tuned in and they are looking for your expectations of promise and word and prophecies that you have spoken over us today, oh God. I ask that you would just bless them in their thought process, that their minds will be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, we are so just trying to be empty vessels before a full fountain, which is you, Lord God, knowing in the name of Jesus that you are with us and confiding in you our every prayer to be answered. Lord, we lift up today even the world leaders, our president today, in the name of Jesus. We come to you now, Lord God, and we pray for our world leaders that your spirit will just rest upon them in the name of Jesus. We believe that the skillful and godly wisdom has entered into the hearts of our world leaders right now, and they will do your will, Father, and they will have hearts after the King, Father, in the name of Jesus, and they will have hearts, ears to attentively seek your godly counsel in the name of Jesus. Lord, make these men and women of God to abide integrity, to lead in a quiet and a peaceful life in the public and in the private, in the name of Jesus. We pray that the wicked world leaders, Lord God, shall be cut off and rooted out in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray that you are our refuge and stronghold in times of trouble, and we decree and declare with our mouths that your people will dwell safely in the land, Lord God, and we prosper abundantly, even as our souls prosper, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and we give thanks to you, oh God. We give praise to you, oh God. We honor you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that our the word or the will of you, Lord God, will prevail and grow mightily in the hearts and lives of the people. We give thanks for this land and for the world leaders today, Lord God, that even as they rise out of their beds or have already risen out of their beds this morning, that you have spoken divinely into their spirits, and they will follow your will. They will do what thus saith the Lord, that they will not depend on their own thinking or their own intellect or their own counsel, but, Lord God, that they will depend totally on you and the word of God on how they lead this country. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up our Archbishop today, the one who leads us as well, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Father God, right now, that you will strengthen his body, heal his body, make every crooked way straight, every bumpy road is made plain. Father, I command this day to be a peace. I command this day without negative interference, pipes breaking or tools breaking or division amongst the saints or even deaths, untimely deaths, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you will move by your Spirit in this regard, that you will move by your way in this regard, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we need you today, despite how we can become pompous and think that we are doing everything off of our own might. Lord, forgive us of that. We're not doing anything off of our might. We're doing everything off of your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. If it hadn't been for you this morning, we would not be breathing. If it had not been for you this morning, we wouldn't be able to move, blink, eat, talk. So, Lord, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah, Lord God. We can't go to stores and we can't rake leaves or we can't go for a jog if you don't grant us the activities of our limbs, oh God. So for this, again, we just say thank you. Father in heaven, I ask that you would just word our mouths and our prayers today as the prayer requests have come in, oh God, that you will bless according to will and purpose in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just bless you today. Hallelujah. We lift you up this morning. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. The glory and the honor, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Bind up the backlash, God. Bind up the retaliation, God. We command our households to walk in love and unity of faith. In Jesus' name we pray and decree these things. So, hallelujah. So we're thankful today that you've joined in with us and tuned in with us. And yes, that the prayer requests are already coming through. Hallelujah. We thank you and bless you for that. We are going to be praying again as these prayer requests are coming in. We're asking you to get ready to hear your prayer being prayed by one of our warriors who has joined us. Sister Kenyatta, you on the line. Can you hear the mic open?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I am.
Amen. Hallelujah. We are delighting ourselves in God this morning. And I'm thankful
amen.
For the team. You know, yes, amen, amen. We're thankful because, people forget this part. When God blesses the people who have a mind, the intellect over technology, we have to be thankful and appreciative of that because we do radio remotely, so we get prayer warriors from all over the land to come together simultaneously. So I'm thankful to God that the warrior that's getting ready to pray for you is all the way in Michigan, in Flint, is it Flint, woman of God?
Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Oh, Grand Blanc, Michigan. And
mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, it's Michigan.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. But we've already had prayer requests to start coming in, and I'm going to ask you to pray for these two so far. That one person is asking, this is so genuine. They're being so transparent, but they just ask if we pray for their attitude. You know, their attitude.
Amen. Amen.
And then,
yes.
Some of us won't admit that we got attitudes. Come on now. We have issues. Or maybe somebody, we might be a liar. Maybe somebody smokes, whatever. We don't want to be transparent. But this person, we thank you for your transparency. And then the other prayer request is that her brother, or that this person's brother, to come home who's in jail. They are incarcerated, and they don't know how long that they're going to be in there. So I'm asking you to go before the throne of grace and pray for these two people, these two families' attitudes, and for their brother to get out of prison. Amen. Go ahead. God bless you.
Dear Lord Jesus, we come to you, Father, first of all, just asking for forgiveness of our sins, Father. Anything that we've said, thought, or done that wasn't pleasing to you, Lord, we ask for forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Father, we lift you up, Father, because we know that you are worthy to be praised, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for protecting us last night, Father, even though we didn't even know we needed to be protected, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us, Father. We thank you, Father, for a sound mind, Father. Your word says you did not give us the spirit of fear, but you gave us power, love, and a sound mind, Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus right now, with that power, Father, we pray for the lady that has a problem with her attitude, Father. Your word says that we should not be prideful. We should not think more of ourselves than we are to, Father. So right now, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will tear down self in Jesus' name, Father, that the Holy Spirit will rise up against us and that they will see you in us, Father, and in the person that has the problem with the attitude. You will take over her speech, Father. You will take over her attitude toward people. Your love will be expressed in her that she will walk according to your word, Father, and that every decision that she make and every thought, Father, that comes in her mind, Father, it will be controlled by the Holy Spirit. So you will get the glory, the honor, and the praise, Father. Father, your word teaches us that the attitude is important. And, Father, just like Jesus had the spirit of humility, Father, we lose that spirit of humility in her body right now because your word says humble yourself before the Lord and you will exalt us in due time. So, Father, we pray your spirit of humility that it will take control in her mind, Father, in her thoughts, Father, in her actions, Father, and she will be seeing humility, Father, wherever she go, Father, that you will take control and that you will get the glory and the honor in the name of Jesus, Father, and that she will walk and speak your words, Father, and that she will walk in love, Father. Your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So, Father, if she seek you, the spirit of humility will come upon her in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you right now, Father, that is already done, Father, in Jesus' name, Father. Again, we just ask you to tear self down that you might rise up in her, Lord Jesus, that you might get the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord, and that she will have a testimony, Father, that you are a living God and that you are guiding her footsteps, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Lord Jesus. Your word says, commit thy works unto you, Father. So, Father, we lose the spirit of obedience right now in her, Father, in Jesus' name, Father. And we pray for the brother that's incarcerated right now in the name of Jesus, Father. He may be locked behind closed doors, Father, but your spirit, Father, we loose it in him that it will run freely in his mind, in his spirit, in his body, and in his soul, Father. Father, we ask, Father, that during this time that he is incarcerated, Father, that you just work on his spirit, Father, that he will become a humble soul for you, Father, that he will become a witness for you, Father, that he will have a testimony to all young boys and young girls, Father, that he can teach them, Father, and explain to them, Father, what the consequences of doing wrong, Father, and that he can be a blessing to our kids, Father. Father, we pray your spirit, Father, of love in him right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And we ask that you would touch the family, Father, that they will come together in prayer, Father, and that they will seek your word, Father, that they can be a blessing to him while he is incarcerated, Father. Father, we bless the holy name right now, Father. Father, we ask that you just bless him, Father, then let him know that this is only for a season, Father, that all things work for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to your purpose, Father. We just loose your word right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Let him, Father, stand boldly on your name, Father, on your word, Father. Let him walk in your spirit, Father, even though he is incarcerated, Father. We just ask a blessing right now, Father, that he can be a blessing to the other inmates, Lord Jesus. Father, and that he can walk truly in your word, Father. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus right now, Father. We declare victory right now, Father. We declare, Father, your name right now, Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus right now, Father, over the prison that he's in, that all of the prisoners will be blessed. All of them, Father, will seek your word, Father. All of them, Father, will walk according to your word, Father. Father, we know that your word says that all of our past sins, present and future sins are forgiven, Father. So, Father, we bless your holy name and we stand on your word right now, Father, that your will be done, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We praise you. We lift you, Father. We declare and decree right now, Father, that we are more than conquerors, Lord. We thank you because you've already paid the price, Father, and we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We declare and decree right now that all these words that have been said will come to fruition, that the manifestation of your spirit will rise up this day in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name in Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. We seal this
thank
prayer
you.
With the blood of Jesus Christ and call it done in Jesus' name. I pray, I believe, and I receive it right now in Jesus'
thank
name.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for her anointing and her intercession for you on today. That's what we do. This is how we please kingdom because the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. So this should be, you know, while we're praying once an hour on radio or an hour on Tuesday nights and trying to give word on Saturdays and Sundays, there should be prayer going on 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, just because God said, pray without ceasing. So that's what we're trying to do with you and for you. I thank you, our Michigan intercessor, for blessing God's people. We're believing those prayer requests to be answered. We're believing that we will receive a testimony from those. I want you all to just join in with us in praise right now. I always like playing Tasha Cobbs, Break Every Chain, because now this is a time for you to meditate and then saturate your spirit, man, with prayer and song. So I want you all to listen to this, but don't get busy. Don't seek this as an opportunity to go and walk and talk and whatever, but this is still continued prayer. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord.
Shout like you have a relationship. Hey, we know where the power is. God, we need power. We need your power. We need your power. There is power in the name. There is power in the name. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Come on, declare it.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Let's stand there with power.
There is there is power.
There is power in the name.
There is power.
There is power in the name.
I just hear the night say to break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Tell your angels of armies to rise up.
Break every chain.
Haradalabosha.
Off of our bodies, off of our minds, off of our spirits, off of our emotions, off of our finances, off of our children's souls, off of our communities, off of our family members, off of murder, off of raping. Come on, somebody. We got so many chains that need to be destroyed. Every chain broken. Come on, you all need to decree and declare that this day, this is why we do what we do. Hallelujah. I thank God for her anointing. I thank God for you. I thank God for the prayer requests that are still coming in. I have a couple more here that I need to touch and agree in faith with you on. And we are going to pray. Yes, we are for these right here. Hallelujah. We have one person who texted and said, my little brother has trouble with his homework. Isn't that beautiful? Somebody, this is probably the sibling. Yeah, the sibling saying, my little brother has problems with his homework, trouble with his homework. See, they're not coming on behalf of themselves. They're coming trying to get some prayer release on behalf of their brother. That's so unselfish. That's so beautiful. And then the other one, it says, pray for my grandmother who has asthma. So we're going to do that today. We, like I said, we take these prayer requests seriously. We take them before the throne of grace, and we are praying for you right now. So thank you, Heavenly Father. According to your word, Lord Jesus, written in John, Father, we thank you and know that your word is true. And Lord, your word says that if we abide in you and your words abide in us, we will ask you what we desire, God. And it shall be done for us. And this is our prayer this morning. This is our focus this morning. Father, I ask that you would just be glorified through the manifestation of the fruit of this prayer, God. We will be your disciples, and we will come to you according to your word in agreement. And we ask you, Lord God, to touch this child's grandmother, for they said that asthma is bad. But Lord God, also we know that in your word that miracles of healing are not of the old, that Lord God, they are of the new, they are of today, they are of the present. And because your word says, I am the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, the work that you did, Lord God, we're supposed to do greater works, oh God. So I'm asking you, Lord God, that it does take faith in that family's lives, and that their faith, even the size of a mustard seed, will move the mountain of asthma, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and any other sickness that might be lurking or abiding in that family member, Lord God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we speak to it with authority, Lord God, knowing that the authority over your body two times a day, we want them to anoint their bodies, God, with oil, with the word of God, with belief being activated through the oil. We know that the oil isn't the healer, but we know the faith behind the oil is the healer, oh God. And so, Lord God, we speak it out of our mouths this morning that there is healing not just of asthma, but there is healing, Lord God, of dementia. There is healing, Lord God, from cancer. There is healing, Lord God, of diabetes. There is healing, Lord God, of arthritis and osteoarthritis and rheumatoiditis. There is healing, Lord God, from fibromyalgia today, oh God. There is healing, Lord God, where there is a herniated disc or bulging disc in the name of Jesus. There is healing of brokenness today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Some people are just broken in their spirits because they have been hurt so badly. So, Lord, we just speak a word of healing over the land, oh God, healing over your people, healing of every ear, Lord God, that is tuned in, trying to get something they can't get from a human, they can't get from the streets, God, they can't get from neighbors, they can't even get it from drugs, but Lord God, they can get it from you. So we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness, and everything else shall be added. Oh God, everything else shall be added. We seek you first. We seek you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, move, move, move by your spirit. Even now, we command movement. We command peace in the land. I speak against, Lord God, shootings today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come up against that spirit of murder, not just in Inglewood, not just in Austin, but throughout Chicagoland, Lord God, throughout the land, the four corners of the earth, in the name of Jesus, right now, Lord God, don't even let the people wake up with a desire to kill, with a desire to sell drugs, with a desire for alcohol, with a desire to go and rape and molest. But dry up that desire, God, Abashanda. And then we command the people to repent of their ways right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to repent of those things that are not pleasing and truthful and righteous in your sight, in the name of Jesus. We pull down those strongholds right now in the name of Jesus. Peace in these companies, God. Yes, there's a spirit of division trying to lurk in the faith-based companies, making coworkers have division or bosses and their staff to have division. But God, we even bind that up in the name of Jesus. And we speak unity on jobs. We speak unity amongst staff and superiors and all these faith-based companies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for your healing. We thank you right now that the person that said their little brother is having problems with homework, God, we take that away from him. Bring retention in his learning. Lord, so when he goes to school every day, even in kindergarten, he'll understand what he's being taught, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that he won't have trouble with his homework. That, Lord God, that you will bring about an intellect and an understanding to his little mind. Even now, open it up, oh God, that when he sits down to do his work and homework, that it will come easily to him. Lord God, it will come sufficiently unto him. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just bless you, oh God of our thunder. Father, we just magnify you for victory right now, God. Father, we just bless your name for victory right now, Father. We love you today. We love you, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus, for you are great and greatly to be praised, oh God. Hallelujah. Father, we pray these prayers that the spirit of backlash is gone. The spirit of retaliation is gone. The spirit, Lord God, that would come and bring about a doubt is gone. That once these prayers are laid at your feet, oh God, that they shall be answered according to your will and purpose in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask that you will, all of us, Lord God, that you will allow us to go about our day, not in the flesh, but in the spirit, oh God. Word in our mouths and governing our actions, Lord God, and making our minds to be in Christ Jesus. May we saturate ourselves in you, drown ourselves in you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, move by your spirit even the more, and have thine own way on today even more. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just bless you, oh God. Father, we just thank you today, oh God. And we glorify you, and we decree, God, every blessing. We decree, God, every prayer. We decree, Lord God, every linking of the mind and faith to be so, to be yes, and to be amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you all so much for trusting us with your prayer request this morning. If it weren't for you tuning in and sending your prayer request, we couldn't be praying for you. We couldn't link our faith with you. But we're believing God for the victory report. Please let us know. Please testify. Please write us. You can send that message to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and we will, in the name of Jesus, love to hear that victory report. Glory to your name, Father. And now I want you all to also be ready to tune in with us on Tuesday night. Tuesday nights, everybody, is prayer over prophecy. We call it POP. Forgive me. We call it POP, prayer over prophecy, where we come together and we pray for you regarding those prayers and those words of prophecy that have been spoken over your lives that have not been answered yet. We just pray with you and for you on behalf of you regarding these things, that the Lord will bring about a victory, that the Lord will bring about manifestation. That's every Tuesday night from 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is when we come together and we pray once again, looking for God to do the things that he said he would do. Just remember this. He already said that he would do it. He already said it. So now you're just believing God to do it. You don't have to worry about him doing it. You just have to believe that he's going to do it. Hallelujah. Okay, so keep that faith up. Keep that trust in God alive. Also, what is our next engagement? Oh, we would love for you to tune in with us on next week. We have a special surprise for you, so get excited for that as well. For our guests that will be on the show, Follow Me As I Follow Christ, prayer, Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning, we will have a guest speaker on next week, so get excited for that as well. So, thanks to God, our time is drawing nigh. It is getting close to time for us to go. But if you would like to send a donation ever to this ministry, please send it to Follow Me As I Follow Christ. It is tax deductible. We are at P.O. Box 558-394 in Chicago, 60655. Send it along with a prayer request. We will send you some blessed oil. On top of that, we want to bless you. We want to give. So go ahead on. Anybody interested in just donating, that's where you can do it. Also, if you just need to reach the ministry, our email is fmfcchicago@outlook.com. We praise and magnify God for you and with you today, that the Lord will just continue to move by his Spirit and have his way in our lives. And we want you to have a God-ordained day, a God of peace, a God of joy. And we love you on today with the love of Jesus. Please be safe. Please dwell in the secret place of this Sabbath day. In Jesus' mighty name, we do pray and decree these things so. Amen. Hallelujah.
Help is on the way. Thank you.